Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Memches. We begin on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara today will present some shailos regarding Kmitzas HaMincha throughout the year and Chafinas Keteres on Yom Kippur. Begins the Gemara, the last word of the Amud, Boy. Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa presented as follows. He had a shaila. We know Kmitzas HaMincha entails scooping out a handful of that mincha batter contained in the kli. And then he takes the kmitza and he transports it into another kli, an empty kli sharis, which is now going to be mekadesh that kmitza portion and enable it for haktara. Boy Rav Papa asked as follows. Davke lekoimetz. What if he decided to stick this glob of batter, of kmitza, bedoifnei demona, onto the wall, onto the inside wall of a kli? My, what is the halacha? So rather than taking the kmitza and placing it onto the bottom of the kli shoritz, where it really belongs, he decided to stick it into the wall, inside the kli, but on the wall of the kli. Is that going to be mekadesh the koimetz? What's the shaila? It's inside, but not resting on the bottom of a kli, which is generally how you use a kli. Toich kli bo'inen vayika. Is the interior of the kli needed? In which case, we have it. It's called the aver kli. It's inside a kli. It's contained inside a kli, and therefore, it becomes neskadish. Or perhaps, hanocha b'soichai ketikna bo'inen v'alecha. Or perhaps, that's not enough. It has to actually rest on the bottom of the kli, the way it's meant to be. V'alecha, in this case, you don't have it, and perhaps it does not work, it will not become kadish in that kli. Teiku, we leave it unresolved. Now, the halacha is that when it comes to Kabbalah's Hadam, you see, the avoides of Mincha, the four avoides of the Mincha, Kmitza, Matan Bekli, which means taking that Kmitza and putting it into an empty kli sharis, which is Mekadesh di Kmitza and enables it for Haktara. And then we have the halacha transporting the Kmitza in the kli over to the Mizbeach and the Haktara itself on the Mizbeach. Those four phases of Avodah by a Mincha correspond to the four stages of Avodah by a carbon, by a behema. We have the Shechita, we have the Kabbalah Sadam and a Kli, and we have the Halacha walking into the Mizbeach and the Zrik. By a Mincha, instead we have Kmitza, which is a form of separating. You're separating the Kmitza portion from the rest, from the Shiraim, which is similar to Shechita, which is meant to separate the Dam from the Karban. Then we have the placement of the Koyman into the second Kli. That's like Kabbalah's Hadam. We have the Halacha, which we have by both. We have the Aktoris HaKoymetz, which corresponds to the Zrikas Hadam. Now the Gemara in Zvachim tells us very clearly that when it comes to Kabbalah's Hadam by Behema, even the Avir of a Kli, the airspace of a Kli, is considered. You've accomplished Kabbalah as long as the Dam, as soon as the Dam is contained within the airspace of the Kli, you don't need to have the Dam rest on the bottom. So why would the Gemara question whether or not this works by a Kmitza, by a Mincha? And the Farshim explained, because by Dam, you don't need to actually place the Dam into the Kli. It's just happening, it's flowing in from the animal to the Kli, as long as the Kli acquires it. As long as it's within the airspace of the Kli, it's contained within the Avar of the Kli, that's enough to accomplish Kabbalah. That's by Kabbalah Sadam, which doesn't need a Nesina Sadam in the Kli. You're not manually doing it, it's just happening, it's flowing in. As long as it arrived into the Kli, in somewhat fashion, that's enough. However, when it comes to Mincha, perhaps, that's Rav Papa's Shaila, Avar is not enough. Because, think about it, here it's not happening, he's doing it. It's a masa nesina b'kli. Perhaps for that to really work and happen, you have to use the kli properly. You have to place it into the kli. Just hanging it on the wall is not really called utilizing the kli as you meant to. It's just a vertical wall. It could have been just a plain wall for all you care. It's not really using the kli. That only happens if he actually has it rest on the bottom of the kli, which is the proper way of using a kli. So perhaps only then will he have accomplished this form of Kabbalah, this form of Nesinas Bakli, which is Mekadesh, the Mincha, the Kmitza. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Says the Gemara further, Boye Maravashi. Let's take it a step further. Avche Lemana, V'davke Lekoimitz, Bar'ise Demana Ma'u. Suppose you have to actually place the Mincha on the bottom surface of the Kli. Okay, let's take that as a given, as a fact. What if he was Avche Lemana? He took the Kli and overturned it. V'davke Lekoimitz, and he stuck the Koimitz, Bar'ise Demana. Now, Rashi seems to learn that we're speaking about a kli that had a bottom. Sometimes you have these bechers that have the bottoms, and the bottom isn't just a flat bottom, but it's actually an overturned kli. So now if you tip the whole kli upside down, the base will now be facing upward. He took the koimitz and placed it on that surface. So it's a masa hanacha, it's not just hanging in the air, but it's in the wrong place of the kli. It's not really properly using the kli. That's not how you properly use the kli. That's why Pshat, the Rashash learns a bit differently. He says, Avchi lemana, he tipped over the kli, and with Davke, the koimetz bar isay demana mao means, he stuck the koimetz onto the surface, the bottom surface of the kli, which is now overturned. So yeah, it was the bottom of the kli, the inside, the bottom, but it's overturned, it's upside down. Is that considered or not? Avchi lemana, he turned over the kli, v'davke the koimetz, and he embedded the koimetz bar isay demana onto the floor of the kli, onto the bottom. So he had it rest on the bottom, but it's just not the way you use a kli. Ma, what is halacha? Halacha b'seicha b'inan ve'o'ika. Do we need a halacha onto the bottom of the kli, in which case you have it? Oidilma halacha b'get tiknai b'inan ve'leka. Or perhaps it needs to be a proper halacha. You have to use it properly. Using it upside down, inside out, that doesn't work. Take it or leave it as a shayla. So we have two shaylas. Number one, embedding it along the side of the kli. And number two, onto the bottom surface, but overturned. And we leave it as take. Boy Rav Papa, I have a shayla regarding Yom Kippur. The Maloicha Fnai. Scooping out that teres on Yom Kippur. This handful. Is it going to be exact, flat surface? He fills his hand and has a flat surface on top. No overfill. Meloi chafnav she'amru. Mechukais? The meloi chafnayim that we described. Are they going to be flat? Mechika is like erased. It's going to be erased straight on top. Nothing above his hands. An exact handful. Oy gedusha, so perhaps it's going to have overfill. It's going to be piled up high. The way you fill your hands generously. Which way is it? Now, the Farshim point out the fact that we had a Zeir Shavi yesterday. Maloi Maloi. We compared Chafinas Kteres to Kmitzas Mincha. So just as by Kmitza, we find that it has to be within the Koimetz. Bikum Tzai. Perhaps here as well we should need the same, and the answer is no, because although we perhaps do compare the two things, chafina to kmitza, but the fact is that the Torah does say maloi chafnav, describing it a bit differently than kmitza, which is bikum tzai, within his hand, strictly within the kmitza, nothing sticking out. Here we have a term maloi chafnav, which denotes generosity, a bit more than just the handful itself. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Mechukos agdushos, exact or overflowing. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rav Ashi. Rav Abba tells Rav Ashi like this. Tashma, listen to my raya. The raya says, Maloi chafnav she'amru. The Maloi chafnav that we speak about, loy mechukos, it's not meant to be exact, v'loi agdushos, nor overflowing, ela tfufos. Tfufos, Rashi says, means a bit floating. Means not too much overfill, but just a bit topped off the top. So, as the Mefarshim explained, we assume that's the way a person cups his hands and fills them. If you want to take a good handful and fill your hands, inevitably you're going to have a little bit topping off on top, so not this high-rise overfill, nor is it going to be straight and flat, but just a bit more than what's contained within the airspace. That conforms to the Pasuk's description of Malay Chafnav. Continues the Gemara with another Shaila. It's not Hassan. We learned in a Mishnah in Zvachim. So we're speaking about a carbon of Amiga Behema. After the Shechita, the Kohen arrives with the Kli, and is mekabel that dam, the dam ha-nefesh, which flows out in a hurry from the animal. He does Kabbalah, and then proceeds to Lachan Zrik. Nishpach ha-dam ala ritzpah. Suppose the dam flowed out from the neck onto the floor, and he decided to retrieve the dam va-safay. He gathered it together into a Kli, pasla, it's no longer fit for Zrika. Lost his chance. It meant to be makabel directly from the animal. It's a direct, continuous process. You can't have anything in between. If it dropped on the floor, it terminated the procedure, in which case it's no longer roi for zirika. But, says a different Mishnah there in Zvachim, minakli ala ritzpa. Suppose he was ready makabel adam directly into a kli. And then it got spilled over. And he gathered it back together into a kli kosher. Now it's roi fazrik. Why? Because he was makabel it properly. It went straight from the animal to the kli. In which case, it arrived at its destination. It was niskadish in the kli. It became enabled for zrika. So now, once it achieved that status, it can no longer lose it. Even after it gets spilled, you can go ahead and gather it back into the kli. Minan Amili, how do we know this concept? Which concept? That the dam has to flow directly from the tzavar of the behemah into the kli. It's not a rabbanon, v'lokach midam ha-par. We learn from here, it has to be midam ha-par. It has to contain the nefesh of the par. Midam ha-nefesh. The first initial flow, the gush of dam, which contains the nefesh of the animal. V'loy midam ha-ar. Rather than the blood embedded in the hide of the animal, v'loy midam ha-tamtis. Or blood which trickles out of the avarim of the animal. That's number one. It has to be dam ha-nefesh. What else do we learn? From midam hapar we learn dam mei hapar yikablenu. The kabbalah needs to take place directly. Dam from the par without any intermediaries, without any hafsaka. And that's also what we learn from the words midam hapar, as the Gemara will explain. Because if you just view the pasuk literally, mi dam ha-par, just a portion of the dam of the par, that's fine. You don't need to take more than that. Even lichatchil, just a little bit is enough. He's like a daitach. Mi dam ha-par means mi dam vafilu miktsas dam. Even just a small portion of the dam is sufficient. There's no need to trouble yourself and take more than that. Even lichatchil, that's not the case. Va'amar Rav Yehuda. Hamakabel tzarach sheikabel is called dam shel par. Lichatchila one is meant to be makabel the entire dam hanefesh of the par. Shenemar ve'es kol hadam dam hapar yishbech leisayd hamizbech. So lichatchila meant to do the entire dam hanefesh. So that leads us to assume that we're not meant to learn the pasuk literally. V'lokach mi some a small portion of the dam hapar. Rather we apply a drasha. Lashmami no. Apparently, the proper way to learn the pasuk is through a drush. My midam apar. What does the pasuk mean? Midam apar. We take away the mem from midam. We attach it to the next word hapar, and it reads dam mei hapar yikablenu. How is he meant to be mekabel adam directly from the par? The kasavar and he holds gurin. We cut away. Umaysifa, and then we add on. So we take the mem from the first word. We add it on to the next word, Vidarshan, and we apply a drasha. Now the pasuk reads, V'lokach dam mei ha-par. It needs to be direct, masa kabbalah, from the par, without falling on the floor first. So that's regarding a carbon behem, a zevach. He does a shchita, and then his makabal directly from the par. Should it spill out? Well, it depends. Depends what, at what point it happened. If he was already makabel adam, in which case he was already in the skadish bikli and enabled for azrika, then you're okay, you're safe to go. Even if a spill took place, just gather it back together and put it into the kli. It doesn't lose its status. However, if before you even got a chance to be makabel, that dam flowed right out on the floor, it's too late. Because he no longer has the opportunity to make a direct Kabbalah from the Paranakli. Okay, so how does that apply to us here by Chafin? Boy, Rav Papa, once again, Rav Papa presents a shayla. What happens by Chafina's Keteris? So he has the Machta in front of him. He approaches the Machta with his two hands, scoops up the Keteris, and then the Keteris slips out, ends up on the floor. Nispazer HaKeteris Mimaloi Chafna of Mal. What if the Keteris slips out of his hands, ends up on the floor? Can he go ahead and scoop it back together? Or it becomes possible. What are the two sides of the coin here? Yodu ketzavar behim adami, upsula. Should we view the hands of the coin like the neck of the animal? In which case, if it drops out of the tzavar, and in this case the keter is out of his hands, it's no longer roi, it's possible. Why? Why should we assume that his hands have a din of a tzavar? Because, think of it this way. Technically speaking, do we need a kli by Chafinas Keteris? No. The Gemara yesterday explained to us that it's only out of practical considerations that we insert a ladle into the equation. Otherwise, there's no practical way of transporting and maneuvering the Keteris and the Chalim all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the kli, the ladle, the spoon, is inserted simply for convenience. Technically, halachically, you don't need a kli. And the Gemara assumes that perhaps you'll say that the hands of the kohen are already considered final destination as far as the Keteris is concerned. The hands can be considered like a kli. The hands of the kohen enable the Keteris factor. In which case, once you've arrived at that point, that's the final destination. You have Kedushas Keteris. It's become an abled factor. Now, if it spills out, it's okay. Retrieve it, put it back in your hands. Or, the other side is, no. At the end of the day, you need a ladle. Be it for practical considerations. But Lamaisa, a kli is going to be involved. And the Chafina is merely a way to... it's just the first step. He does Chafina, but then afterwards has to transport the content into a kli. So it's en route to the kli. It hadn't really achieved its final status, hadn't arrived at final destination. And therefore, says the Gemara, perhaps, if it drops down at this point, since it's en route, it's in the middle of the process, which hasn't yet been completed, it becomes possible. So those are the two sides of the coin. Once again, Nispazer HaKeteris Mimloi Chafnav Ma. What happens if the Keteris disperses out of his hands? Well, what is the halach? Yodei Ketzaver Behem Adami Upsula. Should we say, well, he's going to be a kli involved. He's on his way to the kli, and until he arrives at that point, at that destination, the process of the Keteris hadn't been completed yet. Had not been really enabled for Haktorah. And therefore we compare the Kohen's hands to the Tzavar Behema, which is another way of saying that it's en route, it's mid-process, and if it falls down, it's possible. Upsula. Or Dilma, or perhaps shall we say Kiklisharistam? Well, upsula. Since technically you don't really need a kli at all. You just have a kli for practical convenience considerations. So perhaps the yadayim of the coin, the chafin of the coin, can be considered like a kli shoris. Technically, the chafin itself enables the keteris for haktara purposes. It has technically arrived at its final destination, which enables it for haktara. So perhaps since the process has already been successfully completed, we don't care if it spills out. Just retrieve it back, put it back in your hands. Veloipsul, take and we leave it as a shot. Furthermore, boy Rav Papa, chishei b'chafinas k'teres mao. We know that if a kohen has a machshava, I'm going to eat this carbon in a week's time. So he's sheikh at the carbon, or does Kabbalah, or Hilach, or Zrika, any one of those four primary avodas with a machshava of pigel. I'm doing this with a mindset, with an intent to do the Zrika or the Achila past the expiry date. That becomes pigel. The shaila is regarding the Ma'as Chafinas Kteris. Mao. What is the halacha here? If he was Machashev Machshavas Pigel, does it take effect? Does it invalidate the Kteris? Does it become possible? Does it become Pigel? Mi Amrinan Yolev Meloy Meloy Mimincha. Shall we apply that Zereshava? By Kteris it says Meloy. By Mincha it says Meloy. We should say, well, let's equate the two things. Ma osa mahanyu b'machshava, just as over there, by a mincha, machshava certainly is effective and passes the mincha. Hachanami, here as well, mahanyu b'machshava. Machshava will affect the k'teres. Oiloi, or perhaps, we don't equate the two things. Now, what would be the svara to say that machshava's pigel doesn't apply in this case? So the Farshim explain, based on the words of Rashi, perhaps the concept of pigel can only apply when we're speaking about a carbon, something which attained kedushas haguf, such as a mincha. Once inserted into that kli sharis, it rose higher. It acquired kedushas haguf. It's now been enabled for a krov l'mizbech. That's what kedushas haguf means. It's inherently kaddish. It's prepared for a krov. It left the lower level of kedusha, kedushas damim, which is only a monetary kedusha for its value, and it rose up to kedushas haguf, which means it's oymed v'akrobas mizbeach. So certainly pigel applies to a mincha because it has kedushas haguf. It's a carbon. A machshava during the avoid of that carbon affects the carbon. But perhaps keteris is in a different category. Why? Because although Keteris, just as much as mincha, happens to be an ikli charis. We have a machta, we have a kaf. But once again, the kli isn't really a necessary component. It's not really a critical part of the procedure. Technically, you don't even need a kli. Just scoop it out and walk into Kodesh HaKadosh. Out of practical considerations, we bring a kli into the picture. That's how the ladle comes into the picture. But really, you don't need a kli to enable this k'teris factor. So once again, although technically it was put into a kli sharis, but perhaps that kli sharis will not affect the kedusha of the k'teris, will not upgrade it to make it into kedusha saguf. Why? Because he doesn't need a kli. The kli only functions and is effective when needed. If the kli plays a role in the hakrava process, such as by mincha, you need a kli to enable the mincha v'akrava, then the kli turns it into kedushas haguf. It changes the status of its content from kedushas dam. It's now in a kli sharis, awaiting hakrava for the mizbech, because really that's what kli sharis means. It's a server's kli for the mizbech. It turns its content into a carbon. But when a kli isn't really part of the process, a Torah does not mandate, does not require a kli when it comes to Chafinas Keteris, perhaps the Kli won't upgrade the Keteris and turn into Kedushas HaGuf, in which case you can't have Machshava, Vakrava, Pigel. These things don't apply if it's not Kedushas HaGuf. So on the one hand we say, let's equate it to Mincha, and let's say that Machshava works throughout the process, just like by Mincha. Or perhaps no, it doesn't have the same Madriga of Kedusha, and Machshava won't work. Amulet Rav Simi Bar Ashi Rav Papa. Rav Simi Bar Ashi tells Rav Papa, I have a raya, the Machshava's pigel will work by Chafim. Toshma. The halacha is like this. Hoisiv Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva added to what? In the beginning of the halacha we have that when there was Efer Chata, Efer Paraduma, sitting in a kli, and a portion of it was touched by a tummy, we say the entire content becomes tummy. Although it's a large amount of content, well, this is a milah by kach, and we say the kli is mitzarev. Anything within the kli is deemed as one entity. So even if the tummy touches just a small portion, everything The Tumah extends throughout the Kli, everything in that Kli is considered one entity and becomes possible. Rabbi Akiva added another couple of examples. Hoyser Rabbi Akiva, Hakoymes Vakteris. Okay, that's what we have to keep in mind. Vakteris. Valavoina, Vagichol. Shimnaga Tful Yom Mktsasan. If you don't have Tful Yom, who's experiencing a very weak level of Tumah? He's already been Tavil, he's just a Shein of Tumah. And could be Metami, things which are Kaddish, Kedusha, Sakov. That's what Rekiva says. If the Tful Yom should come into contact with even just a small portion of these coals, of this Kteres, whatever it is that's sitting in the Kli, Poslas, Kul, and everything becomes Pos. End quote. Okay, how does this apply to us? We see clearly that the Kteres, we're assuming that it's even Keteris on Yom Kippur, used for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on which he performs this Chafina procedure, will be included in this halacha, that it can become possible through a Tful Yom, which is unique to something which is Kodesh Kedushas HaKuf. Apparently, Keteris is considered Kodesh Kedushas HaKuf. The bottom line is, it's put into a Kli. The Kli is Mekadosh it. Kosaka Daitach, the more figures, the more draws analogy that made the pasul of Tful Yom, just as Tful Yom, invalidated because it's considered Kedushas HaGuf through that Kli, Paslo Namilino. Likewise, the Psulina can apply. If it's left overnight, it becomes Paslo. Because Psul Yom, Tful Yom, Lina, synonymous with each other, they both apply to things which have that added measure of Kedusha, Kedushas HaGuf. So the leftover beyond the Yom Avoida, becomes Paslo. Umidelina Pasla concludes the Gemara. The fact that Lina works, if you actually leave the Keteris overnight, it becomes Pasl. Pasl nami machshava. Likewise, a machshava of Pigel. If you had in mind, during the Chafina, I'm going to be marked to this in a week's time, it makes a Pasl, it makes a Pigel. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. The fact that you use a Kli in the process that adds Kedusha, Kedusha Guf to the Keteris, in which case now becomes highly sensitive and susceptible to all types of psulim and tumas, Tful Yom, Lina, and Machshavas Pigel as well. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos has another twist to the Gemara's back and forth. What was the Gemara's Shaila? Chishei bechafinas Keteris mau. Can a Machshava effect, can it affect the Chafina of Keteris? Says Tosfos, why would I think not? Why would Chafinas Keteris be different than the Kmitza done by a Mincha, which certainly carries with it a Machshavas Pigel potential? Says Tosfos, there's a big difference between two things. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara in Zvachim speaks about the fact that the four Avoides by a Mincha correspond to the four Avoides by a Karvin, by a Bein. So you have the Kmitza, which is a separator, a separating act, which corresponds to the Shechita, which separates the dam from the rest of the animal and prepares it for Akrab. And we have the Nesina Bakli, which is like the Kabbalah, the Halach, and the Zrik. Of course, as Tosfos, Machshava works by Kmitza. It's like Shechita. It's an act of separation. But Chafinas Keteris, says Tosfos, what does it have to do with Kmitza? He has a clique filled with Keteris, and he scoops out a Chafina. He's not coming to separate. In fact, says Tosfos, even the leftover Keteris can be used next year, or whatever it is. It's not, it's Chel Gavoya, which we can use next year, but it's not considered Shiraim. It's Roy Laktara, which is very different than a Kaimitz, where once he makes that separation, he does the Kmitza, the rest is Shiraim, as we learned yesterday. We had all sugi about that. We have a Kaimitz, the rest is Shiraim. It's been downgraded to leftovers. Here you're not doing that. You're not creating that separation. You're not designating this for Karban, this for Shiraim. Therefore, perhaps, you cannot compare it. It's dissimilar to Kmitza or to Shechita, in which case, it does not have a din of an Avoida to the extent that a Machshava during the Chafina can affect the Karban. Neichatez. The Gemara concludes, yes. The fact is, we see that all these other psulim, Tful Yom and Lina work. Apparently, this Keteris, since it was contained in a Kli Sharis, which is Mekadosh Tekturis, and granted that additional measure of Kedusha Kedushas HaGuf, what does that tell you about what's happening here? Evidently, there's a Hakrova taking place. There are Avodas taking place as a result of it being placed in the Kli Sharis. The Kli Sharis enables it for Avoda. That's the point of Kli Sharis, a Kli of service, of serving the Mizbeach, facilitating Avoda and Hakrova. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, even the Masa Chafina has Chashivas and is considered like an Avoda. Avoid it like any other, like mitzvah, like shechita, in which case, emachshavas psul, that transpired through, during that chafina, will make it possible. That's his approach to the sugya. Continues the Gemara with another shaila, presented by Rav Papa. By Rav Papa. Chishev v'chasiyas g'chol amal. Now that we concluded that machshava will be effective to the detriment of the terrorists, if that machshava took place during the chafinas k'teres, what about a machshava during chasiyas k'cholam? Remember, he went up to the mizbeach, took a shovel, scooped around those coals. Is that considered like an avoida? And if he had a machshava of pigal, machshava of psul, during that procedure, does it affect the carbon? Does the k'teres not become possible? Chishev b'chasiyas k'cholam mal. Why should we say it's an avoida? It's just scooping up some coals. It's not the ketores. It's not the carbon. The shaila is machshir mitzvah ki mitzvah domu. Shall we say that the enabler of a mitzvah is considered like the mitzvah? Coals are considered part of the package here. The coals facilitate the aktores ketores, which is placed on the coals. And therefore, we say it's part and parcel of the ketores. And the machshava by the chasiyas gecholim will affect everything. Oiloi, or perhaps not. We separate between gecholim, which are only considered machshir carbon, enablers of the carbon, and not the carbon itself. And therefore, machshava doesn't work. Take it, we leave it unresolved. And Tezis has a lashon here. Let's just see the Rashi first. Up on top. Chishe bechasiyas gecholim. Mau lahav selakteris. Should we say that the teris becomes possible? Commits for dummy. Should we say it's like a mitzvah? Meaning, it's like the avoida itself, in which case a machshava works. Lashon Ach, another slightly different lashon of Rashi is, Chishev b'chasiyas g'cholam ma'u, sheyivsu g'cholam b'machshava zu b'lakter aleim. Rashi's second lashon was, that the Gemara presented a shaila regarding the g'cholam themselves. So you had a machshava during scooping up those coals. Should we say the gecholim become possible? Apparently, according to this lashon, certainly it won't affect the k'teres. The shaila does even affect the gecholim. And Rashi continues, lina, when it comes to psulina, of course, that applies to gecholim. Shamina, the possible behu, of course it applies to the gecholim, but the possible to yoyim, just as tfulyoyim works. Because it's not le'el, as we had a mishnah before, that gecholim was listed on that list of things which have kedushas haguf and can become nifsal through lina and tfulya. That's pashut. Miu hamiboylan. But the Gemara wants to know regarding the machshavas psul. Miboylan, you have a chasiyos an avoida. Should we consider an avoida l'mifsal ba machshava? The machshava that takes place during the chatiya, during the scooping act, is that considered a machshavas psul? The Gemara asks whether machshir mitzvah ki mitzvah domu v'chiyeche de machshavas chafina posle b'k'toris machshavas chasiyah nami posle b'k'cholim. Should we say just as machshavas chafina, we just concluded earlier, the machshava doing the chafina works to posle b'k'toris hu adin, the machshava doing the chasiyas g'cholim will have the same effect on the g'cholim. The Gemara leaves it take. Interesting, Tosis adds a lashon. What should be the tzad to say that the machshava doing the chasiyas g'cholim will be paisel? So he says, "Machshir mitzvah k'mitzvah damu v'chafina arichtei." He says the chafina of the gecholim is considered like one continuous mass of chafina together with the k'teres, because they relate to each other. It's one bundle, one package. V'havi chasiyas gecholim v'chafina b'makim k'mitzvah. That's one side. Or no, perhaps we separate between chasiyas keteres, which involves the actual carbon material, and in which case it's considered an avoid, as opposed to the chasiyas gecholim, which are just machshir mitzvah, not considered an integral part of the carbon here, and therefore a machshava will not affect it. The concept of psalm machshava only applies to masa avoda, masa krova, concerning the actual korban, the actual keteres, the actual mincha, but not gichal. I will leave it take. Bo minim Rav Sheshes. The Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheshes the following shayla. This is unrelated to Yom Kippur. This is throughout the year. Hoylocha b'smoil mao. What happens if the kohen chooses to walk the kli with the dam over to the mizbeach, all the while holding the kli in his left hand? Wow, what is that locha? Let's go over to Rashi, right to the left. Hoylocha b'smoil mao. Hoylocha sadami boile. The question is regarding halacha. Explains Rashi, why is the Shaila Davka focused on Halach? Kabbalah Uzrika. However, when it comes to Kabbalah, Uzrika, it's pretty clear. Dechsibu Kuhuna. The Torah mentions the word Kain during those things. Pshitilon Dechol Makam Shinemar Etzba Kuhuna in Eliyim. It's certainly clear that whenever the Torah makes a reference to Etzba of the Oivet or Kain, the Gemara in Zvachim learns this, that it's certainly referring to Yemin. You need a right hand. And therefore, Zrika or Kabbalah is no shayla. You need a kain. Aval ha'ilacha, like sibed. But when it comes to ha'ilacha, you know, the Torah doesn't even express ha'ilacha clearly. It's not clearly stated in the Pesukim. Umada abgar achmana l'kabbalah b'lashon ha'ilacha. How do we even know the concept of ha'ilacha? It's one of the four avodas. How do we know that? We learn it from a ribui, from a drasha. When the Torah speaks about Kabbalah, Pasuk says v'ikrivu. V'ikrivu has a halacha ring to it. V'ikrivu, bring closer. Umudabgarachmana la Kabbalah b'lashon halacha. The fact that the Torah expresses the Kabbalah, the masa Kabbalah, using halacha terminology, the sani v'ikrivu zu Kabbalah sadam. V'ikrivu means Kabbalah sadam. Why v'ikrivu? The Torah is being marba that you're meant to do halacha as well. Nafkal, that's where we learn halacha. Misachas haki. Sheyavoid. Umi was smile, but when it comes to right or left, since it's not a clear-cut pasuk, there certainly is no reference to the word kain or etzba when it comes to halacha. It's just inferred from the pasuk of Kabbalah. Ikalamema, there's room to speculate and say that the apostle, smile would not invalidate it. The halay kasa b'kuna b'adi. We don't have kuhuna clearly stated by halach. That's the Gemara's shayla. We know that Kabbalah and Zrika need yamin. But what about halach? Since halach has just learned through a ribui within the pasuk of Kabbalah, so perhaps halach is different and small is okay. Asks Tosis, what do you mean? What's the hava mean? A tema. If you learn halach from Kabbalah, then of course it has the same halach as Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be b'min, of course halacha as well. The Gemara is shayla. V'yishlema says Tosfos. The Gemara didn't have a tzad, a svara to say that smoil will be kosher by halacha. Why? Because by Yom Kippur we find that smoil is fine when it comes to halacha. Where? Yesterday is that. Can God is going to walk in the Kodesh Kadosh, holding the Machta in his right and the Kaf with the Keteres in his left. So we find a precedent to this concept of Smoil being employed by Halacha. That was the Gemara Shaila. Should we say that Halacha perhaps is different and Smoil is okay? Or should we go ahead and compare it to Kabbalah Sadam and say, well, maybe Yom Kippur is different, but ordinarily we compare Kabbalah to Halacha just as Kabbalah needs yamin, likewise halacha. The Gemara actually figures, well, faced with a choice, whether to draw an analogy from Kabbalah, or go ahead and compare it to halacha and Yom Kippur. Perhaps halacha and Yom Kippur is a better source to teach us the halacha of halacha. Right? The Shaila is, what about halacha's dam? Can it be done with smoil or not? So you're faced with a choice. Should I go compare it to Kabbalah Stam, which needs Yemin, or should I compare it to Halacha? Same context. Halacha, Halacha, Halacha Yom Kippur, which smells fine. That's the Gemara Shai. And in fact, Rav Sheshes responded in kind. Exactly. This svar, Amar Rav Sheshes, Tanisua. We have it in the Mishnah. Not as a machta b'minei, as a kaf b'smelei. He takes hold of the machton is right and the kafan is left. It's pretty clear. When it comes to halacha, smol is kosher. Asks the Gemara, v'nifshek lohu ma'adat snan. Why couldn't he bring a better raya? A raya from a korban itself, the snan, ha'regel shel yamin b'smol. The Mishnah here is describing the kohanim transporting the ivorim of the korban to the mizbeach. We have the first kohen holding the roish in his right hand, and the regel shel yamin, the right hind leg of the behemah, b'smol in his left hand, ubeis ar lachutz, with the skin of the leg facing outward, and the makam chatach, the actual cut, facing inward, so that it's a derech covered. In any case, we see that you can do halacha, can transport these evarim bismayl. Wouldn't that be a better raya? Rather than go to keteris, bring a raya from the zevach itself, from a carbon. If only from there have amin, I would say, hanamili halacha, blame akal kapar. That leniency only applies to halachas evarim, which are not critical components in the kapara procedure. Even if you fail to makter the evarim, you receive kapara, and kapara el bedam. Perhaps halachas evarim isn't so critical, isn't so vital, and smol is fine. Aval halacha de makter kapara, when it comes to halacha of dam, which is critical and vital to the success of the carbon, perhaps law you can't use your left, kamash malon. That's why Sheshes is bringing the raya from keturis. Keturis is mechaper lashon hara, and we see it can be done with your left, and that's his conclusion. Before we proceed, let's go back to Rashi, starting with the first wide line, the second wide lines. Esakaf b'smoloi, so he brings the right from keturis. Al makshir b'smol. Apparently, smol is fine by halach. Why doesn't he bring a raya from the carbon itself? Haregel shel min b'smol. Mi shazach lahalis lekevish. Haroich haregel. So this fellow who is zeicha to transport the ivarim to the kevish, he receives the roish from the one that cut up the animal. He receives it in his right. Whereas the regal yamanis, he accepts in his left. The cut side is facing inward. As a form of covet. Hanimili, I would say, well, you can't bring it right from there. Hanimili halacha of a verm, which is not ma'akav kapara. Halacha say verm, says Rashi, d'loy ma'akav kapara. Shein kapara al-bedam. In fact, v'hu atzmo, shalei huk to revar of karshen. Even if they fail, totally neglect to imakta de verm, the karma is still karshen. Ava halacha is dam, the dam ma'akav kaparu. So it's a vital component of the karma. Eirulin is kasha b'smol, perhaps he cannot do halacha. Halacha of dam with your left, kamash malon. We have the chiddush of Sheshes brings a right from keteris, which was transported in his left. You see, halacha can be done b'smol. Meisvei they asked the shaylon of Sheshes. We have a brisa which clearly states otherwise, that halacha needs yamin. Brisa says zar ein ankoin va'inin, one whose close relative passed away, v'shikar ubal mum. All these fellows may not engage in akrava, whether it's b'kabbala. Wrong people and wrong position as well can create problems. If it's a kohen, he's sitting down, not to stand during avodah. Rashi brings a pasuk, lamed l'shos. So if he's sitting, or uses his left hand to perform all these activities, which ones? Kabbalah, halacha, zrik, pasul. Pretty clear that you need your right even for halacha to yufta. This is a refutation of Sheshes. Says the Gemara, you mean to say Rav Sheshes didn't know this halacha? But Rav Sheshes who da isva? Rav Sheshes himself was the one who presented a challenge from this very brisa in a different context, but he presented this very brisa. How can you say he didn't know the brisa? Where did that happen? The amulet of Sheshes, la amoyre de Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes turned to the speaker, the interpreter of Rav Chizda, the announcer of Rav Chizda, and he says, do me a favor. Boy, you mean name Rav Chizda? Could you ask Rav Chizda the following shayla? Halacha b'zor mahu. May a zor do halacha. So you have the shechita, you have the kabbalah, and now you want to transport the dam to the mizbeach. Can a zor get involved in that? So previously we had a shayla regarding halacha b'smol. Now we have a shayla about a zor doing the halacha. Amar later, Chizur responded, "Kshera, certainly fine." Umikro masayeni. Actually, I have a right from a pasuk in Devar Hayom, by Yishtu a Pesach. Vayizruka kehana miyadam valivi mafshita. So the Israelim, presumably the Israelim did the shechita. The kehanim who did the zrika, they accepted the dam miyadam from those individuals, the Israelim, who did the halacha. So was Yisrael kohen, Yisrael kohen. Yisrael did the shechita, the kohen does kabbalah. Then he gave it over to the Yisrael who did the halacha. And then the pasuk says, "Vayizruku hakayhanam miyadam." The kayhanam who did the zrika accepted them from the hands of the Israelim who transported, who did halach, valvim afshit. So the pasuk supports Rav Chizda's contention that halach could be done through a zar. Umoys Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes himself presented that very brisa as a challenge of Chizda. The brisa tells us that a zar may not engage in halach. By the way, why would you say halacha is mutter through a zar? Isn't it one of the four avoidas of the carbon? First, we ask this kasha. We find that machshavas pigel, for instance, which only applies to the four primary avoidas. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika applies to halacha. It's a vital component. It's part of the procedure. Why would you even entertain the thought that a zar can do it? So, the first answer: it's true that in the overall picture of the akrova, within the general context of akrova, the halacha does serve a purpose. It functions as part of the akrova process. And therefore, a machshava that occurs during the halacha can affect the entire akrova. It connects to the other phase, the other stages of the akrova. But if you look at it on its own, halacha is merely a transporting act, taking from one place to the other. Not really transforming, not really creating anything. In fact, you know, you could even avoid halacha altogether. Suppose he does shechita right next to the mizbeach. You don't need to actually do halacha. It's just a means of transporting. Therefore, on its own, if you view it on its own, it doesn't really have its own inherent value. Therefore, perhaps it could be done b'smoil or a zar can do it as well. In any case, that was of chizdes chiddush that a zar can do halacha. A moisture of sheish has the kash. Bryce says zar v'oinin. Bishikar, bam ubamum, bikabala ubailacha ubizrika pasal. It's clear that a zar cannot do ilacha. Vichen yoshe, vichen smile pasal. So this brisa was used as a kasha and a refutation of Chizas Chiddush. It's pretty clear that Rav Sheshes knew the brisa. He was aware of the information contained in this brisa. So why did Rav Sheshes even present a shaila regarding halacha b'smoil, and he was refuted from a brisa? I mean, if Sheshes himself was fully aware of that brisa, which clearly contains the halacha, that kabbalah must be done by a min. Says the Gemara, "Basar d'shama." Yeah, after he heard the brisa, after he was challenged from that brisa and refuted, hadarif usva. Now he knew the brisa and he used it as a challenge against Rav Chizda. Again, the brisa proves to us that even when it comes to halacha, you need a kohen. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda Krakama. Rav Chizda proved this point from a pasuk, which indicated that the Yisrael would do the halacha. The Avad Masa Itztaba. Yisrael didn't do the halacha. He was serving in an Itztaba capacity, as a post, meaning the kohen would do the Kabbalah. And for some reason had to leave the scene for a minute, so he used Yisrael as a supporter. He put the dam into the hands of the Yisrael, who would just stand in place, immobile, until the kohen came back, retrieved the kli, and the kohen himself walked the dam to the mizbeach. So the maskana is that even when it comes to halacha, you need yad yamin, you need a kohen. Ask the Ritva, but we have a Mishnah which tells us that the kohen would transport the ivarim in his left hand. How small kasha by halacha? He says there is different because it's a ivarim which is not me'akav kapar, and therefore small was kasha. Ask all the rishonim. What about Yom Kippur? We find no less than three times the Kohen Gadol would use his left hand for the Avodah. One, while delivering the Kafan the Machtan to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Machtan is right, Kafan is left. When he went to retrieve the Kafan the Machtan from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one in either hand. When he inserted his hands into the Kalfi, into the lottery box, he had both hands involved. How is Avodah the Kodesh HaKadoshim? All the Rishonim say the same thing. Obviously, the Torah allowed it and required it. There's no other way to do these things. So the very fact the Torah says, do it in this manner, bring the Torah and the Machta into Kodesh Kodashim in one swoop. And there's no other practical way of doing it, rather than having one on the right, one on the left. Evidently, the Torah wants him to use his left as well. And so on and so forth regarding the other avodas. I saw a nice pshat. Why was it dafka on Yom Kippur that we allow the left hand to be used for avodah? So they say that the right and left of a person, the Yad Yamin and Yad Smoil, represent different expressions of Hashem's relationship with us. Yad Yamin, which is strong and more powerful, denotes chesed, kindness, generosity, whereas the Yad Smoil, which is the weaker one of the two, that represents harshness, strictness, judgment, gvura, din. So typically, the Karbanos needed the right hand, chesed. But in Yom Kippur, which was the Yom Mechilu Slicha V'Kapara, you see, really, left, Yemin, judgment, is rooted in right, in chesed. What's the point of din and harshness? It's just to keep us in shape, to keep us in line, to enable us to be zoicha, to make us roi, for Hashem's chesed. So really, smoil is rooted, ultimately rooted in chesed, to bring about Hashem's chesed. And therefore, Yom Kippur, which is the ultimate day of chesed, of kapara, mechilas slicha kapara, when you didn't do tshuva, there's no need anymore for the left to express itself as harshness and strictness, and relates back to its source. So it's really just another expression of chesed, in which case, we allow the avoida to take place, v'yad smoil as well. Okay, time for a brief chazar to the main points of today's daf. We began with a double shayla regarding kmitza, which is meant to be scooped out and then placed into another kli. What if he stuck it onto the side of a kli? What if he stuck it onto the bottom, but the bottom was overturned? We leave it teku. How full is the chafina meant to be? Overfill? Just flat? No, says the Gemara, just a bit topped off. The Gemara, the shayla, whether the keteris and his hands are considered like they're within a kli sharis, or it's like the tzavar behema, which case, if it spills out on the floor before arriving into kli sharis, it becomes pasul, and we leave it teku. The Gemara concluded that a machshav of pigel can apply even to the chafin, it's considered an avoida. Regarding the time of chasiyas gecholim, can a machshav apply there? We leave it teku. The question is whether machshav mitzvah is like a mitzvah or not. The Gemara concluded, typically, halacha needs yad yamin, and a kohen as well. Hatzlacha rabbi to you.